Surprise Australia, Trick Jake, special guest co-host today from Hard Quiz, Hard Chat, Tom Gleeson. Great to have you here, Tommy.
Oh, thank you. G'day. How are you?
Good. I'm clearly more excited about having you here than you are being here, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll eventually meet in the middle. It'll be fine.
I'll meet your energy soon, I promise.
You'll be right, mate. Great to have you here filling in this afternoon for Lawrence Mooney. In this hour, we've got guests. We've got all sorts of things on the show today, but we'll be joined by comedian Justin Hamilton. And up next, we've got Shane Jacobson in the 10th year, the anniversary of Kenny. He's dropping by to not talk about that. So there you go. Interesting stuff. That's up next. Joined this afternoon by a very special co-host, Tom Gleeson, and quick blow-in, Shane Jacobson. Great to have you here, Shane.
Great to be here.
Mate, yeah, g'day.
G'day and canned applause.
We know that you only have... that's why we couldn't get a real audience in. You don't have a lot of time. I know.
Even if you did, there still would have been no applause.
Would have just been... Shane Jacobson. Yeah. Mate, let's get to the grid of, because I know that you're in here for a really great cause. You're in here to promote Vinny's Christmas Appeal, which obviously is kicking off now, and IGA is supporting it. Quickly tell us what it is so that people can get involved and support it.
So come Christmas, I'm thinking barbecues, and so is the rest of Australia. And when you're walking into an IGA and you go in there and grab your snags and your hamburgers and maybe a great big hunk of lamb or ham or whatever you're going to grab. While you're there, we've got these ball balls. So they're little cardboard ball balls. For $2, every cent of that goes to Vinny's. And here's the stat that gets me. Everyone's heard things like 100,000 Australians tonight will sleep rough and not under a roof. People have probably heard that before, but the one that gets me to kind of get you to think about being generous and $2 ain't that much. 17,000 children under the age of 12 don't have a home as we stand here. So that's the one that makes me think, you know what, $2 is... not much to ask.
Oh,
so,
for Christ's sake, Shane.
I know.
How much you
here
want?
It is. Here it comes. Right. A moth just came out of his wallet. That's a dollar note. When was the last time you opened that
Shut
thing?
Up!
So that's it. You just got to buy a bauble from the IGA for $2. That's it.
That's it.
To help out.
And 100% of it goes to Vinny's, and that's what Vinny's do. So last year, here we go, 350,000 bed nights rest they gave, just short of 1.2 million meals. So they do a great job. You know, Vinny's and Salvo's, you just know they're the two that you can count on, and and we're standing side by side with Vinny's.
It's very
okay,
important.
Okay, so can I help out also just by getting all my presents from an op shop for my family? Would that be helping you?
It actually does, actually, believe it or not.
It helps me too.
That's it. Holy, you've just cracked the Da Vinci Code,
that
mate. That's
brilliant.
What you've just done.
I'm going to get a gift voucher to Vinny's for all my relatives. This is perfect. They'll love it. I love it.
Mate,
love it.
Sitting here looking at the shirts we're all wearing, let's not pretend we haven't done this already.
Oh, no. You know what I was just thinking? Just go, come here, Wolfie. Daddy's got you a new cardigan. I know it smells like dead people, but you will wear it anyway because it's a gift from Dad.
You're wearing that cologne called Moth.
It's not.
Mothball, son.
Mate,
mothball.
It's all right for me to bag out Vinny's. Don't you get involved.
No,
you're supposed to be supporting them.
I'm asking people for $2.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Tom's suggestion of getting clothes is a great one. Yeah. I must admit, I'm going to push the $2 thing, Tom, if that's all right.
That's okay.
Look, I do think it's...
Don't push the clothes things. Don't be pushing that from
now
on.
That's your street.
I do think something may have been overlooked, though, which is when people go into IGA and they want to help out Vinny's and they just come in, they get messages confused, they hear it on the radio, hear a little bit, and they go in and just go, oh, I'd like to get a handful of Vinny's balls, please.
That's not what we're asking them to do.
No, again, I'm not helping the message, am I? Ball.
That ball.
That's,
yeah, ball-ball. So we're you know, pleading all the people from Wagga Wagga and Woi Woi to get a ball. Great. I don't know. It just kind of works, I think.
Mate, news about a biopic or a biopic, as I'd like to call it, of Hoag's coming out. Josh Lawson's going to play the part of Hoag's. In this, the making of Hoag's story, the dramatisation of it, will you be playing the part of you when you were in a movie with Hoag's?
This is one of those moments. I've had a few of these moments where people go, so, it'd be a chance of that, would you? Because I was supposed to be in The Hobbit, right? And at one point...
I can see that, by the way.
Well, I was supposed to be...
I can see many roles that would have been available to you, Shane.
I am up the other end of the studio. I do look smaller from a distance. You're right, I was going to be the dwarf.
Let me guess, not an elf. It's not an elf, are you?
I think I've got the movies mixed up, but I imagine that guy going, my precious, it's just a picture of me in a pub holding a pint and a burger. But I was supposed to be there, but I still remember a friend going, so, mate... you know, you're still in it? You're going in it? I said, oh, look, I don't think I'm in it based on the fact the posters are up and I don't remember filming it. So based on the fact I've not yet turned up on set and I happen to know for a fact that Josh has finished filming it, I don't reckon I'm in it. But you never know.
Is there something either of you boys, like, you know, is there an Australian, a great Australian that you've always wanted to play in a film? I mean, obviously, you know, with the Beaconsfield Miners, you've already played a real Grant character Webb, yeah. before. So, yeah. But what about you, Tom? Is there an Australian, either of you, like a person you think, geez, I would love to play them in a film?
Yeah, for me, it's Tom. I wanted to play.
Yeah.
Wow.
For me, it's I'd like to play Alf Stewart, the character in the movie about Ray Maher. I'd love to do that. I look pretty much the same. I can be just as angry.
Yeah, you're cantankerous. I can see.
I could do it. Yeah. Either that, I would have loved to play Dennis Lilly too. He's a hero of mine, but it got given away when they did the, you know, they did the whole that series on the World Series.
Yeah,
they sort of
Matt
you know,
Lenevez played Lilly, didn't he?
Yeah, I was upset. I was very angry. I could have done that. Not as good at bowling, but I could have done it.
I wish Australia could see Tom's face. He's genuinely not happy about that.
No, he's not. I'm not happy about it.
None of the guys are comedy. He's actually angry.
No, I know.
Yeah, I'm going to Vinny's.
This has taken a horrible turn. We'll wrap it up there. Shane Jacobson, mate, I know that you're pressed for time today. We're very grateful for you to come in here and to support a great cause, Vinny's Christmas Appeal. If you go to IGA, you can buy some baubles, Vinny's baubles.
Why are you having so much trouble saying that?
I'm just making sure
You make the same noise at the front of that word as you do at the end of it. It's just the same. Yeah, just
ball.
Yeah.
It's so much easier when you put it like that.
It's the same noise twice. It's not ball.
Baubles.
Wagga, 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 wagga. Boy, boy.
Shane Jacobson.
Same sound twice.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Let's meet our special guest co-host, Tom Gleeson.
The dog I own is actually a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And when it's cold, she wears a jumper. It's got a little pocket, and sometimes I give her pocket money.
Merrick and Australia, Triple M.
I laughed the first time around, but then when I heard it back, I went, that is very good. Is your dog saved up for anything yet?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I'd forgotten I'd ever said that on radio, but there you go.
Mate, that's my life every day. I come to work and I go, did I say that? Because that sounds like a crazy person. Dear. And then everyone goes, yes, you did. Tom Gleeson co-hosting with me today, special guest. If you haven't seen Tom on Hard Quiz on the ABC, you've got to. It is a fantastic program. On for a few more weeks, Tom?
We go all the way to Christmas, 8 o'clock Wednesdays. Would love you to watch it.
Now, news today that Donald Trump has come out and said that in his first 100 days of being president of the United States, on day one, he plans to cancel the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal.
Yeah, and on day two, he's going to learn what that is. I just get rid of? What was that again?
When he finds out that Japan is not actually Mexico, he is going to be spewing. Basically, look, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a group of nations that all agree to a trade pact. We're included in that.
Yeah, so it's all the nations around the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, the ones that the Americans pretend to care about. So I think New Zealand's involved in as well.
Yeah, Chile, bit of Mexico, Japan, China. Yeah, all around the edge of the Pacific.
Yeah, and Donald Trump has said, from day one, that's off.
On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
So we're rooted. Is the short and the tall of that.
Now, that sounded like someone doing Donald Trump, but that's actually Donald Trump.
It's him.
Even when he speaks, he sounds like he's a joke.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's taking the piss. So here's the thing. He's going to take that back from us. And I suggest if we're going to be doing that, Donald, there's a few other things you can take back from us as well that are American. So if you don't want the trade deal, fine. But you also have to take back baseball. That's got to go. You can have that back. That has not worked out for this country. That has been an unfair deal. We took on baseball and we're not that impressed by it.
No, take it. And while you're at it, take T-ball as well.
Yeah.
And softball.
Yeah.
Because they are... Even baseball players think they're a joke, and we think baseball's a joke. So T-ball can tee off.
Yeah, I think we should keep basketball because we're getting good at it now.
Yeah, we're good at it.
Yeah,
that's
so
okay.
We'll keep that. Another thing they can take back in the trade deal is Halloween. Not needed. Not needed.
Unnecessary. I don't need children coming around to my house saying trick or treat, and if I don't give them a treat, they throw eggs at my house. That's not fun. That's not a tradition. That's extortion.
Exactly. I remember the good old days in the 80s when going to a stranger's house was absolutely terrifying and dangerous. They were the good old days when you would go to a stranger's house. There was half a chance you'd be abducted. Yeah. That was That was the 80s, guys. That's not a joke. That was the way it was. Tom, you remember that.
That's the way it used to be. That's right. That was the way. They offered you lollies, I mean, you just wouldn't be involved. You just wouldn't even go near that place.
Every house was stranger danger, including your own house at times. Yeah. It was just a different time, the 80s.
Let's start a new tradition where we just go and egg houses of people that are sus. That I'd be into. I'd be into that. There's an old bloke on the corner. He's sus. We egg his house and nobody gets any lollies.
That person doesn't have a locally manufactured car. Egg them.
Egg them.
Okay. The Americans can also take back Green Coke. Green Coke. Yes. That can go back to America. Regular Coke stays because people need to have something at the Logies. So. Yeah. Okay. Oh,
hello.
Krispy Kreme. They can take Krispy Kreme back. It's made Adelaide fat.
Yeah.
But we keep Muffin Break because we need somewhere for pensioners to hang. So
yeah, okay, we keep that one.
Yeah, we'll keep Muffin Break. I think they can take back ketchup too. I remember tomato sauce was what we used to call it.
Yeah, tomato sauce. We don't call it ketchup.
No, they That's do on the bottle. It says it on the bottle. It says ketchup. But we get to keep Texas-style barbecue sauce because that is outstanding. And finally, America can take back Flacca as well.
Oh, Flacca.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a few people went, oh, you've gone too far now. I don't even know what it is, but take it back.
Tom Gleeson brings his very special talents to the show.
When I'm ready to, you know, get busy in the bedroom, I can get nude very quick. That's my secret skill. I've got clothes on, suddenly nude.
Merrick and Australia, Triple M.
Joined this afternoon by Tom Gleeson. Great to have you here as a co-host. And also joined by our good friend Justin Hamilton, fantastic comedian. Good to have you in, Hamo.
Thanks. I was at home. I wasn't feeling hard enough. I knew Tom was here. I thought I'll come down.
Hard quiz, hard co-host. Great to have you here. Look, interesting that Tom actually, speaking of hard quiz, Tom, you've been you're now in the running for a Logie. You've got the nom for a Logie there.
I caught up with it on Twitter and Facebook. Mm. Someone had posted there that you could vote for me for the gold Logie, which I think is preposterous because I've hosted 5 episodes of Hard Quiz. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I've hosted. I've got another 5 to go.
Yep.
And maybe I get to do it next year, but you can vote for me to win the gold Logie. So straight away, I voted for myself.
I'm voting for you. I'm voting for you because it's like, you know what it is? If you do win the gold Logie, everyone's going, how did that happen? Yeah. I want to be part of that movement. I want to be
part of that.
The show business Trump movement of how the did he win that?
Yes.
That's our way. We can do it here in Australia with less jeopardy.
Yeah, I like it. With a lot less jeopardy, by the way. That's a really good point. But don't underestimate, Tom. I just want to see you holding the gold Logie and seeing if it clashes with your hair. That's what I want to see. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, there's a precedent because Ray Maher won it in 2010. Yeah, right. It'll look pretty much exactly the same. I've looked at the photos of Ray Maher winning the gold Logie, and I must admit, I for a second thought, did I win that and forget? Because often you get, you know, off your nut at the Logies and it could have been a big night for me as Ray Maher.
This is encouraging. When Ray Maher won the gold Logie, he'd only done approximately 1,000 times more episodes than you've done.
That's how impressive Gleeson is.
Like, yeah, I know.
So you must have been nominated. So you've only hosted, what, 5 episodes?
I've only done 5 episodes of Hard Quiz, 5 to go before Christmas. I'm in the middle of the season.
So that means the nominations must have come out like 2 episodes in.
Something like
that. Do you know what I mean? Wow. Like, even though it's been released, they had to...
Jesus, you're good.
You must be amazing.
Jesus, he's good.
Like 2 episodes.
I've seen the show. I liked it. I didn't think it was that good.
Well, it's all right.
I did think that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it's worth... I just thought someone spotted the talent quickly.
Right.
And I would just like to say to all the people at TV, well done for spotting it. You've spotted a star in the making.
You get some stiff competition. There is a lot of people who are up for nominations, but let's just get to the ones that I think could potentially be has a few. Obviously, Peter Hellyer on the project.
Oh,
well, Peter Hellyer, he could win, and he has a greater claim to it because he's been working harder for longer. He does TV 5 days a week for the whole year, whereas I do 4. It 1 day a week. But I do 1 day a week, you do that, like only 5 times.
But doesn't that...
Waleed won last time.
Right.
Think about it. Waleed won.
Yep.
Mm. A sensible, competent choice.
Carrie before that. Carrie a bit more before that. It's Pete's turn.
A sensible, competent president was Obama.
Mm. Right.
And now who we got? Trump.
Right.
G'day me. Here I am.
You're ready to go.
I'm an outsider. No one thinks I can win. No, I'm a man of the people, probably.
Who knows which people, but you're the man of them.
Well, they say horrendous things. Reward this stupid behaviour.
Right. What about Grant Denyer? Are you worried about the Denyer? Like, the Den's been going pretty strong this year. He's good with the families.
Oh, the only thing I'm worried about with Grant Denyer is that I could go up to pick up the gold logie, and I'm really tall, and he'll just run straight between my legs and grab it.
Right.
And the logie and leave.
Right. Mm. Or you could pick up Grant. Imagine if you were really happy that you'd won Denyer.
I reckon you've got some real competition in Australia's Next Top Model presenter, Alex Perry. He could.
Well, you know what, Merrick? I've actually looked at Sportsbet.
Right.
And I think we've got to get Sportsbet involved because Sportsbet already have odds ready to go for 2017.
Oh, really?
And it's a really long list. Really long. It starts at Waleed Ali 3-1, right at the top. And all the way to the bottom at Julia Morris, it's got her at 101-1. And then there's heaps of us who you can nominate who aren't on the list yet. That's where I'm at. I'm beyond 101.
You're beyond the list.
I'm beyond that.
You're beyond the list.
I'm like 5,000 away.
Right. You're beyond odds.
I'm beyond odds.
Right.
In fact, I'm sitting exactly where Trump was sitting during the Republican nomination.
Right.
This time last year. That's where I'm sitting now.
So you know what? It's sadly, like Trump, it's all starting to make a little bit too much sense. Just go, you know what?
Yes.
Maybe we should back in the long
odds. The last time the ABC got a gold logie was 1975. And I want to make the ABC great again.
Right. We can't rely on Charlie Pickering. He's not going to do it.
No, he's not.
No, you're going to take votes away from him.
I'm going to do it. We're going to split the vote.
Well, so long as it's not Lee Lin Chin, because... I think everybody's had enough. No, I'm only kidding.
Mez, we are going to legitimately get behind this. Producer Leon is putting the link up on our Facebook page. We are going to make Tom Gleeson the Donald Trump of the Logies.
Finally.
How about this? I'll make you a promise. If I win the gold Logie, I promise you today, Merrick, in my acceptance speech, I'm going to drill Richard Wilkins for the whole time, pay him out, and then give him the gold Logie because I feel sorry for him.
Tom Gleeson from Hard Quiz on the ABC. And also, we've got comedian Justin Hamilton who joins us as well. Big weekend on the sauce bottle, I hear, Hamo.
It's exciting. I'm at that stage of my life where I like to drink alone. And I was watching, you know, there's no one there to tell me to stop. and no one there to see me cry. But the thing is that what's really exciting about... The next day is discovering the purchases that you've made.
I saw this on your Instagram or Twitter feed. You did a little bit of a, I'm going to go back and pretend I'm young again.
Right. That's exactly what I did. Normally, it's been a little bit embarrassing. Normally, it's going into the iTunes and waking up the next day and thinking, why do I have the best of the Doobie Brothers? But this time, I've really nailed it. In my... good time party mode, I bought myself on eBay an Atari Flashback classic game console with 101 built-in games. Yes, I am single, ladies. And
that sounds so old that it won't even have the plug that you can plug into your TV anymore.
Right.
It probably doesn't.
I'm going to drink a lot tonight and then go looking for a TV that will work on.
Hey, ladies, do you like Caterpillar? I know how to play good.
We're ready to go. Have you ever played Frogger with a real man? No, sir.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm laughing at you, but literally last week it was my birthday and my wife bought me one of those little mini Nintendos.
Oh.
You know, the new ones. The one that they rebooted.
The one that they made about 35 of.
Yeah, exactly. She bought it on eBay as well. She bought it from like some kid who thought he was making a fortune by putting an extra $25 on it. And she bought it for me. So I was playing it on the weekend and, you know, having a couple of drinks and going, get away, kids! That's pain. I'm only kidding. Not that aggressive. A bit more aggressive than that. And the thing is, like, because I think there is that kind of compulsion of, like, you know, when you had a couple of drinks, maybe even two, you're sort of like, wow, I relate to this. I was saying to Georgie, I remember how to play Super Mario. Like, I was going, oh, yeah, I could remember the levels.
Right.
From, like, 30 years ago. I can't remember... maths,
right?
none of the stuff I learned at school, but level four of Mario. Oh, man.
You can't remember most of the names of the people you work with. But you know how to nail caterpillar.
I never bothered to learn, to be truthful.
Right. Well, you never know how long they're going to be there.
So true. What about
that's what I find?
I know. What about Lenny? He's been here for a while, haven't you, Len? Liam.
Liam. Yeah.
I want to open up the phones 1-3-3-5-3 now because we've done this before, Hemo. Yeah. I did this earlier in the year.
And right.
It went absolutely nuts, and we couldn't get to all the calls. And it's really simple. What have you bought after you've had a few? Because I swear to God, the freaking internet.
Yeah.
You know, you have a few, and before you know, and this is, I don't think either of you boys know this, but this is where it kicked off. This was about 4 or 5 months ago. I, once again, was doing a little bit of lonely man drinking, even though I've got a family. I just went, I'm still going to hide it.
And... Yeah, why not have a holiday from yourself? That's what I call it.
It's pretty cheap.
Red wine goes really nicely with hiding in a bathroom. Yeah. Anyway, so I'd had a few, and I bought an ex-police motorcycle from 1983 in South Australia in a small coastal town called Moonta.
Oh, big shout out to Moonta. Yeah.
Woke up the next day, and I just went, what the f-?
How did you get it? Did you hire one of the members of the village people to drive it back for you?
I'd lost.
Did you get it back in about 782 post packs?
It's cost me a fortune. I'm laughing, but it's still in the shop right now. It's still being repaired. It's cost me my children's education. But fun time. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call now. What have you bought after you've had a few?
Merrick's callers are unbelievably loyal.
Jaden, this weekend, go and electrocute your nuts and come back and tell us how it is next week.
Will do.
Merrick in Australia, Triple M.
Pretty jealous. Hey? And we'll catch up with him and get a full report, which we'll put online as well. Joined this afternoon by special guest co-host Tom Gleeson and comedian Justin Hamilton. Boys, we're taking calls on 1-3-3-5-3. What have you bought after you've had a few? No surprises here at Triple M. Phones have overloaded again. there's no space left.
Yeah, they're ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty keen. Yeah. How about you bought an Atari?
An Atari Flashback classic game console for a sweet price as well. So
you paid a fortune, didn't you?
No. It was really? It was like $100, mate.
Really?
Right. For 1,000 air, that's nothing, you know?
I had a few drinks late at night and I got all nostalgic for the olden days, so I bought the entire box set of the Sullivans. And then I remembered that those olden days I wasn't born for.
Right. You got nostalgic for the wrong olden days.
For the wrong olden days. I thought, oh, that takes me back. And I forgot I wasn't around during World War II. When I woke up in the morning, I'm like, I don't remember these olden days. I bought the wrong olden days.
But you've got, don't worry, I can just get back on eBay because there's such a high demand for the Sullivans right now.
Yeah.
We're really going through a phase. Okay, let's get to some calls. We've got Ross. Hello, Ross.
Hey, how are you going?
Really good, mate. All right, hit us with what you've purchased when you've had a few.
An aeroplane.
What?
Wow.
Aeroplane. Single-seater aeroplane.
Right. Oh. But now, here's the question. Are you a pilot?
No.
Right. Yes! Oh. Yes!
Perfect. Perfect.
What other reason would you buy one?
Mate, that's a good point.
I love it when people ring up to make me feel better about myself. I mean, look, sure, I bought a cop bike and I'm not a cop, but you've bought an aeroplane. You don't even have a license.
Right.
So, how much did you pay for the plane, Ross?
$2,500 because it needs re-skinning. Right. So it doesn't even fly.
According to your
wife.
So you
bought an aeroplane frame. Yeah. That's what you bought there. Yeah. Bought a giant coat hanger.
It's got a motor and a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's obviously. I mean, you bought it from the Wright brothers online.
Yeah. It's a paperweight in the shape of a plane. That's amazing.
Needs very skinny, and I reckon his wife has probably said the same thing about him. Let's move on to Doug. Hello, Dougie.
G'day, Mez.
All right, mate. What have you bought when you've had a few?
Two tickets to Mariah Carey in Sydney. And I live in Melbourne.
Is this bringing back memories, Doug? Are you a fan?
I can't stand Mariah Carey.
Right.
Oh, man. I think Jamie Packer's feeling the same regret, I think.
Yeah. That's where he bought the tickets from.
He bought $10 million worth of tickets.
You think Jamie Packer had two tickets for sale on eBay?
Yeah.
$10 million, but he got a box seat, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. Anyway.
Fire up the generator again. Have we dropped out? We're still here.
We're back. Everything's on.
Darren. Hello, Darren.
How you going?
Don't know. We'll see you after the show today. What have you bought when you've had a few?
Right, I finished work on a Saturday driving a truck, and it was hot, so I went to the pub with a mate, and my wife dragged me down to look at his house. Anyway, I said, yeah, we'll take it.
Oh, so hang on. You had a few, and then you bought a house?
Oh, yeah. I went to the pub, then I came home. Then I had about six more.
Right.
Then, we said, yeah, we'll take it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a house owned by Mariah Carey. And we do this.
Australia has the big pineapple, the big banana. And now, thanks to Triple M, it's got the big question. The only difference is you don't have to spend 6 hours in the car to get to the big question.
This is slightly hilarious, probably a little annoying to the police, but a Perth woman has been arrested for driving a fake cop car. The 33-year-old woman, and Anna Marie Gibbs, was caught driving during a lunch break, and she was pulled over by police, where she had written on the side of her what I think is a Hyundai Excel, police in texter.
Yeah.
Blue texter.
She's also, just to describe the photo we've got here, she's also drawn the checks that you get with the police stripe, and she's coloured in the checks.
Yeah, and that's where she nearly got away with it.
Her colouring in is really good.
It's excellent. Really solid blocking. Like, I mean, that checker pattern there is just so close to
the
what
problem
my...
is it doesn't look like a professional paint job. It looks like texter.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
So close to what my kids would do if I'd asked them to draw on Dad's car, police. It's incredible. She has been quoted as saying, I thought it was hilarious. That was her defence when pulled over by police. I thought it was hilarious. And they've gone, but you are technically impersonating a police vehicle and a police officer. And she goes, but I thought it was hilarious. And you know what? You're both right. She is impersonating a police officer, and it is hilarious. Just unbelievable.
She's impersonating
stuff.
A really bad police officer who thinks they're undercover, but has done texter on the outside of their car. They're worried that no one would know that they're the police.
Well, here's the thing, Tom. In all seriousness, right? You're a crim. You've got some kind of criminal activity going on in a warehouse, right? And out the front, you spy a car, and it's a Hyundai Excel, and written on the side in texter is police. What do you do?
I'd be worried it was a double bluff.
That's the thing.
Maybe it really is police with a texter pretending to be an idiot. They're an undercover idiot, but they're an actual policeman.
Exactly. You wouldn't know. You go, hang on a second. Why would they write it if they're not cops? Because that's too confusing. And you go, hang on a second, I've been working with these chemicals in too close a proximity. Am I imagining? No, they've drawn that with a texter. No.
And they've sniffed the texter and they feel the same as me.
And she wrote, I thought it was hilarious. I want to open up the phones to our great police officers, men and women who serve in the blue, because cops are tops. They make stickers saying so. Ring us up, whether or not you're currently serving. We can, of course, change your name, affect your voice if you don't want to be recognised.
You might be on a stakeout that's just gotten very boring. Give us a call.
Exactly.
Pass the time.
Exactly. You know what? You're in a speed trap and you're just going, I'll let a few go for a little bit. I'll ring up the show. Give us a call, 133353. Tell us about your top stories. Tell us about some of the dumbest criminals you've seen. They're pulling over people who are riding police with texter on the side of their own cars, not even on somebody else's car.
They're not. Yeah, she's not been done in for vandalism.
This is her own property.
It's her own vehicle.
I mean, you can, what are you charging with, stupidity or awesomeness? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I've got a couple, but I'm not one myself. 133353, if you are a member of the police force or have been a member of the police force, ring us up and tell us your stories, your great tales. Cops are tops. What's your top story? Tom Gleeson's with me this afternoon, special co-host, and we're talking about a woman in Perth who impersonated a police officer by getting a blue texter and writing the word police on the side of her Hyundai Excel, which was white, luckily, and then the police pulled her over and went, "We don't reckon you're the real deal."
And she said, "Hang on, I've coloured in all the checks. Come on. Fair go."
Yeah, she, apparently...
I've drawn a siren on top it with red texter.
Apparently she was involved in a low-speed chase. Now, just before we open up the phones to the men and women in blue, for your great stories about being a cop, some of the hilarious criminals you've had to work with or not work with, I don't know what you do, deal with. But before we get to the cops, we've got somebody who has impersonated a police officer, I believe. Hello, Jason.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. All right. You've impersonated a copper.
Yeah, back in my youth, I started my working career as an electrician, and during my days as an apprentice, we were dismantling some houses with some old house alarms, and I don't know if you know those sort of, they were like a white assembly with a blue strobe light attached
yes.
to the outside of it.
Yes.
So, I sort of worked out that it was the same sort of voltage in your car, so I sort of tethered it to a cigarette, like, adapter.
Yep.
And me and my mates thought it'd be great to go out of a night, and we do it two ways, either stick it on the dash and plug it in, or do it Kojak style on the roof.
On the roof.
In the 200B, back in 1995. And it was pretty cool. Like, and then we'd sort of slowly pull someone over, and just as they come to a stop, we'd race off and wave as we drove past.
Now I can see why Leon, my producer, wanted to put you on air, Jason, because that is bloody hilarious, you idiot. I know I meant to condemn that, but that is just, that's so me. At the other end of this microphone, Jason, I'm just going, jeez, yeah. I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd been in that car.
The only way that could have been better is if you pulled them over and then get them to do a breath test, but into a kazoo.
Thanks for your call, Jace. Let's get to some real police officers. This is Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Really good, mate. All right. We're talking about some of the incidents that you might come across as a police officer. Obviously, the cops have had to pull over somebody who's written police on the side of their car. Can you beat that?
Mate, I probably can beat that. I was working at Christmas Day many years ago, and I got called to a noisy stereo on Christmas morning. So off we go to the house, quite noisy with the music blaring, but no one answered the door. And all of a sudden, from around the side of the house, they released a pet pig that was wrapped in Christmas decoration. So it was unbelievable. Actually, very, very funny. Trying to catch it was it probably moved quicker than some of the current AFL players. It was just an absolute nightmare to catch. So running up and down in a police uniform in a court and having all the people come out Christmas morning watching, trying to catch this pig. And, it took about 10 minutes to actually get hold of it.
Now, the obvious irony here, of course, Tom, is that people could say that there's a pig chasing another pig, which is not unusual. Steve, did anybody?
Yeah, it was classical.
Did anybody make that joke, including yourselves?
Oh, I think there was phones coming out. There was people cheering. Every time I got close to catching the pig, it had escaped. It had eluded me. The cheers had gone to his
And then you shot it.
Oh man!
No, I would never shot it. Oh, definitely didn't shoot it.
No, I was only kidding. Just tased it a bit. Yeah. Well, let's see you get crackling. I'm only kidding. The animal was not harmed. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, that's
Let's get to another cop with another top story. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you? All right, tell us your story.
Good, mate. I take criminals to court, and we had a crook who took all the furniture out of a house, an apartment in the city, took it down an elevator into the car park, and when he was done, left his wallet with his ID in the elevator. The lift. Couldn't argue that in court.
No. Is that the dumbest criminal that you've come across, though, Sam?
Pretty much. There's a lot of dumb ones, but he was definitely the dumbest. I looked at him and just, I had nothing to say.
just shocked.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that's my experience.
Yeah, dumbest crook. Well, that's only because we haven't met yet, Sam.
Has Tom Gleeson revolutionised driving?
I want to have a business class driving licence. If you pay a little bit more, you should get a bit extra. So you've got a business class driver's licence, you pay double,
yeah.
You get a business class speed limit. You're out on the freeway, 110, that's economy. Up the inside, 150, business class speed limit.
American Australia, Triple M.
Currently under review by the government. See how you go with that one. Tom Gleeson is my co-host this afternoon. Great to have you here, Tom. There seems to be a bit of a glut of biopics, or biopics, as they're also known as. These, of course, when people make movies about people, they might be dead or alive, and it's just it's a biopic about their lives. So.
Yeah.
We know that Paul Hogan, there's a Paul Hogan movie in the offing. Channel 7 are producing that. Josh Lawson, Australian actor, is going to play the part of Hoax. I don't know who the rest of the cast are, but that's a big one.
Yeah. And I sort of, I'm not sure about this one, because it's kind of like Channel 7 are making these biopics of these great TV shows that they never spotted back in the day.
Mm.
See, Paul Hogan was on Channel 9.
Mm.
That's where he was doing really well. And Channel 7... in an innovative move, 30 years later, have gone, we think he might have been really good. So we're going to make a biopic.
That's
and they did it with Molly too. Molly Meldrum. They made a biopic of Molly. Yep. Where was Molly? The ABC. When? 40 years ago. They've gone, oh, hang on. That was really good back then. Let's make something about it now.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I've just clocked that.
Because Seven, they're not going to make any biopics of any Channel 7 stars. You know why? Because there aren't any. I mean, who's it going to be based on?
Koshy.
What are they going to do?
Make a biopic on Koshy.
A biopic on Koshy. That's what they need.
Yeah, they can make a biopic on Koshy. Absolutely they can. Well, they're going to make, in America, they're going to make a biopic on Barack Obama, and they're going to call it, the film's called Barry. It's about, you know, his youth and his rise to power. They're also going to make one on Matthew Dellavedova, of course, the Australian basketball player who played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're making a biopic about, they're all the rage. And although you say Channel 7 doesn't have any stars that they can make a biopic about, I challenge you, Tom Gleeson, to that. They do have one who has got a breadth of work wide enough that we can all look at it and go, oh, that's right, he is a massive achiever.
The Life is Right, the Larry Emder story. This three-part biopic follows one of Australia's most loved television stars.
But I want the chair in the middle.
Following the highs.
Come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
And the lows.
Celebrity Splash on 7.
From his youth, growing up in a tough working-class family, to his time painting the Harbour Bridge. Oh, hang on a second. That's Paul Hogan. Sorry. Larry grew up in Bondi, where he spent most of his days putting lemon juice in his hair. Starring Tim O'Matic as Larry and K.D. Lang as his friend Merrick, this is a warts-and-all look at Australia's best game show host after Graham Kennedy, Baby John Burgess, Tony Barber, Rob Bruff, Glenn Ridge, Andrew O'Keefe, Grant Denyer and Tom Gleeson. The Life is Right. The Larry Emder story.
Yeah, I don't want Koshy's job.
Sure you don't.
Merrick's giving you a pre-holiday holiday.
Are you ready for the summer?
American Australia's Adventure Island. Thanks to Sea-Doo. Triple M.
Tom Gleeson with me this afternoon. And Tom, I'm organising a pre-holiday holiday for some people because...
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we all know that, you know, Christmas you spend with your family can be great, but it also be a tiny... So what we're doing is making sure that everybody has a great Christmas. Well, not everyone, but some people.
You need to relax before you can relax.
Exactly.
You need time off to relax before you can have your time off and relax properly.
Exactly. Yeah. This way we're guaranteeing that some people are going to have a really awesome Christmas holiday before they have to spend it with their family, holidays are the best thing in the world.
So yeah, they're going to be great.
I'm going to take them to Adventure Island. It's I can't give away the location, but it's in the Whitsundays. So right up your alley there, Tom Gleeson, out there.
Yeah, I love it up there.
Yeah, right out in that sun there.
Yeah, I absolutely love it up that way. I like going up there just to check that the reef's still alive. It's been having a rough trot lately.
It has. It has been having a rough time. I was a little bit worried thinking, you know, maybe because I know that you have sun sensitivities.
Yeah. Well, I have to wear the full head to body. I wear a bikini. I wear the whole thing. I wear the full thing. I've just got eye holes.
A little box.
And then the rest of it is like, you know, the UV blocking material.
Mm-hmm. So basically it's like a cross between high vis and a burqa.
Yeah, well, yes. It's a rashie, except that it's like a balaclava, full body, gloves, feet enclosed.
Made by a company.
Even then I get sunburned eyelids. So if I blink too often.
Made by a company called Burke's Viz. Burke's Viz. Is that burkini and high vis, what I did there? It's probably racially insensitive. I'm probably going to have to answer that later on. I didn't mean it that way. Anyway, it's probably not. It's a great thing. Anyway, we're still going. The competition has closed. I've got one more person that I've got to ring and let them know. So I got in touch with them earlier today.
Hello, Will speaking.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
It's Merrick here, mate. How you doing?
Hey, mate. Good. How you doing?
Mate, really good. I'm ringing up to tell you that you're coming to Adventure Island with us.
You beauty!
This is a pre-holiday holiday. What did you have planned for Christmas?
I bow my head in shame, mate. I'm going away with the missus, her sister, and their four kids. There's no blokes.
Wow.
I'm hanging out with the girls, yeah, terrible. So,
Wow. I've saved you at the last minute. This is a reprieve. I'm going to bring you and one of your mates all the way to Adventure Island, mate. Activities include me showing you how to do a shark feeding class.
Oh,
yeah, how do you feel about that?
Bring it on, mate. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
You know that I actually have no shark feeding credentials whatsoever, but I'm going to learn on the job.
Even better, mate. Just don't lose any fingers.
Yeah, good quiz. We are actually going to use you as Burley. That's in the fine print. You'll get that later on in the week.
Sweet, mate. Looking forward to it.
All right, mate. Listen, I'll catch up with you on Friday at Adventure Island.
You be able to eat.
All right,
can't
mate.
Wait, mate.
Good on you, champ. Speak to you soon. He's a good man. We're looking forward to catching up with him and everybody else this Friday at Adventure Island. Tom, of course, will give you a leave pass there, unless, of course, you've got shark feeding credentials.
Oh, yeah, I know how to feed a shark. I'll show you how to do it. It's easy. All you got to do is just, you got to do a bit of self-harm, get a bit of blood in the water. Just to fire them up, and then you just feed them porridge or whatever they want.
Okay. That's probably not what they want.
Tom Gleeson proves you're never too old.
Now, kids, if you're listening, don't try that. No. But make no mistake, I am going to try that. I am going to try that. The tennis ball with the hole in it, that is the trail of fire as you roll it around. That is cool. Don't do it, kids, though.
I am going to do it.
Make no mistake.
Merrick in Australia. Triple M.
We had some complaints the first time that went to air, and looking forward to the complaints the second time it's going to air. Tom Gleeson with me this afternoon, special guest co-host. You can see Tom on Hard Quiz on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on the ABC, a very, very funny quiz show. I always make sure that I watch it with my family. When I say my family, not my kids, I like to put them to bed so I can enjoy myself.
So you can enjoy yourself and drink yourself silly.
Well, partially.
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Occasional, in moderation.
New film trailer came out today, Tom, for Cars 3. Speaking of kids, Cars 3. Now, Lightning McQueen, we saw him in the first couple of films. Owen Wilson voiced Lightning McQueen.
That's right.
Very interesting trailer, this one. For a Disney film, it's quite dark. There's no voices in it at all. It's just got a racetrack, like a Daytona-style racetrack, and Lightning McQueen's coming along. It comes to some grief up on a barrier, flips, rolls, and it's really dark, like
quite scary.
Well,
Toy Story 3 was really dark too, I think made by the same people, so maybe they're following the same thing. The third film is the darkest version of that film.
Well, you know when Batman franchise took on Christian Bale, and it went, that's not funny anymore, that's quite dark. Maybe that's what they're doing now with with that film. They're making it a little bit dark, but it is a direction for Disney and Pixar films, Tom, where they're starting to move more into adult themes. And if they are, you know, will we see Lion Queen, of Simba having a pretty awkward conversation with mum and dad about transitioning?
That is edgy.
Mm.
I can see it.
Mm.
It would open at Cannes.
Mm.
Don't you reckon? It could win the Palme d'Or.
Mm.
It'd be a very controversial yet progressive film.
Yeah, but Simba's decided he wants to transition to a female line. Okay,
that's
sure.
If that's what Simba wants, that's okay.
Shave your mane off. That's okay. It's no big deal. It's not a big deal.
Just clip of the mane.
Yeah, the baboon supports you. I don't know his name. I don't learn the characters from those films, but he supports
you. Your name's still Simba, and if that's what you want, that's fine by us.
Or you can be Samba or Somba, whatever you like. Another Disney adult themed film might be The Little Merman. It's exactly the same as that.
Set
underwater.
I'm sensing an obsession.
But set underwater.
I'm sensing a fixation.
Transitioning.
An underwater transition. Which we support at Triple M.
We do.
If you want to do that, that's fine.
Caitlyn Jenner does all of the voices.
Oh, okay.
All of them, to be fair. Little Merman.
She does. Mm. Yeah.
Another one in the Disney adult theme one might be Ice Age, The Addiction.
Oh.
Every animal on earth is on the glass Barbie.
Yeah. I got it. What about this one?
Explains why that squirrel's so sketchy at the start of the film, doesn't it? Sorry, Tom.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Mm.
It comes out as Cloudy with a Chance of Balls. I'm not saying it's clever, but I'm just saying it would be gritty.
But it is.
Though.
I didn't think
You'd
of it.
You'd be like, hang on. I've got a face full of balls. And it's a cloudy day.
It's a cloudy
That's
day.
That's weird.
It's
this raining. Sequel's not like the others.
Yeah. Soundtrack, It's Raining Men's Parts. Just finally, before we're taken off air, last Disney adult themed film, adult Toy Story.
Oh,
when everyone is asleep, Mummy's toy comes to life. Okay, we're done here. Thank you.
Okay.
Merrick has clocked off after another hard-working day.
It's almost like a real job I've got.
For even more, subscribe to the Merrick and Australia podcast on iTunes or with your favourite Android app. Triple M.